In 2024, Spotify finally turned a profit for the first time in 16 years. They now have over 260 million paying subscribers, yet somehow the controversies keep getting worse and worse. It seems like every year Spotify is being sued by someone for hundreds of millions or even billions, accused of exploiting artists or using songs without licenses. And now, something even darker is surfacing. The way they became profitable might be the worst thing they've done yet. Spotify practically invented the music streaming industry and has been the biggest player pretty much that entire time. They currently hold over 30% of the industry market share and have held that for quite some time. 2024 was their first full year of profits. Their paying subscribers jumped from 236 million to 263 million, which is an 11% jump. But even before 2024, they had a lot of subscribers. So how on earth was Spotify not profitable? Well, their road has been filled with costly battles, much of them stemming from one area: royalties. Spotify changed the industry of music, but it's hard to say it was for the better, at least for artists. You need to look no further than the many lawsuits and controversies, including Spotify. In 2014, Taylor Swift pulled all five of her albums from the platform in protest of Spotify's royalty system. The CEO of Taylor's record label at the time claimed that Spotify only paid her $500,000 for her domestic plays in 2014. That might sound like a lot, but that's less than the revenue of 50,000 albums sold, of which Taylor Swift regularly sells millions. But this is just the tip of the iceberg. In 2017, Spotify was sued for $1.6 billion by Wixen Music Publishing for allegedly using over 10,000 songs without licensing them. And it's not the first time they've done this either. Then, in 2018, they made a settlement payment of $112 million for unpaid royalties after a lawsuit. A different lawsuit, by the way. These controversies are common for Spotify. While they bring in billions, they also get sued for billions. It sounds like artists are getting screwed by Spotify, but I think it's important to explain how. Like cable TV to streaming, music streaming is much, much less profitable than what we had before. If you're a musician now, Spotify might give you more reach, which could be very beneficial if you're on the come up. But if you're already an established artist, it's not so great, because you make way less money than if you had deals with local radio stations or the big one, physical purchases. Most people think artists get paid for every 1,000 streams or so, but that's not actually how it works. From your Spotify subscription, 30% goes to Spotify and 70% to artists, but not exactly how you'd think. Many other platforms pay through a user-centric system. That means your subscription only goes to the artists you actually listen to. But that's not what Spotify does. They distribute these with the pro rata model. Imagine all the royalties going into a big pot. Then they get distributed to artists depending on how much they're listened to on the entire platform. So even if you don't listen to top artists like Taylor, The Weeknd, or Kendrick Lamar, a big portion of your subscription is still going to these top artists, or rather, their big record labels. There isn't much for artists outside the top 1%, but it gets even worse. Gigantic record labels like Sony and UMG are both massive Spotify shareholders. So Spotify very much has an incentive to push music under these labels through their algorithm and tailored playlists. Even then, UMG has been accused of allegedly withholding nearly $750 million owed to its artists after agreeing to reduced payments from Spotify in exchange for company stock. It seems like the only ones losing using Spotify are the ones making the music. 8 out of 10 music creators on Spotify earn less than £200 every year from streaming. Spotify doesn't pay per stream, but on average, artists will only make £0.009 per stream, and that's also been going down. Between 2018 and 2020 alone, the average payout per stream dropped by 43%. But royalties are one thing. Spotify has been caught up in another terrible scandal, which might be worse. As tech workers and enthusiasts, I'm sure you've all felt the pain of legacy ERP and CRM systems. Clunky dashboards, endless training, and surprise fees around every corner. There has to be a better way, right? That's why I'm excited to tell you about today's sponsor, Odoo. Odoo is the modern all-in-one business suite that finally makes operations intuitive. With over 35 integrated apps, including CRM, sales, website builder, e-commerce, inventory accounting, and more, Odoo gives you exactly what you need in a single sleek platform. For example, need to launch an e-commerce website? You can use Odoo's website builder to drag and drop blocks, then turn it into an online store with inventory, payment gateways, and shipping rates all automatically synced. Similarly, you can use Odoo's marketing dashboard to design and schedule email or SMS campaigns for your new website, track opens and clicks, and run A/B tests without ever leaving Odoo. Plus, Odoo's fully open source code base and vibrant community mean you can customize every module. Stop juggling multiple tools. Try Odoo free for 14 days, no credit card required. Click the link in the description to see how Odoo can streamline your business today. Thank you to Odoo for supporting our videos. Spotify has full control of their platform, what playlists you see, and what types of music they push. They have an incentive to push what makes them more money, but what if they only pushed music which made them more money? In 2016, people began to notice something strange. New types of artists were popping up, with generic-sounding names and zero online presence whatsoever. These were pushed in moody playlists like Piano and Chill or Chill Jazz, and are almost always instrumental tracks. The thing is, these artists might not even exist. Spotify denied this, with a spokesperson claiming it was categorically untrue, full stop. But this looming scandal didn't go away. In 2022, a Swedish newspaper investigated an indie label, Firefly Entertainment, and uncovered a list of 830 fake artist names, almost 500 of them featured in Spotify's official playlists. They also found one Swedish composer, Johan Rohr, who has reportedly released music under 50 composer aliases and over 656 invented artist names, accumulating over 2,700 songs and 15 billion streams. A music writer, David Turner, also used analytics to reveal that Spotify's ambient chill playlist has been wiped of well-known artists. Instead, it's been replaced with music from Epidemic Sounds, which is actually a great service for getting royalty-free music. But here, it wasn't used for the best of purposes. What Spotify was doing, allegedly, was paying producers to make mass amounts of songs under the names of non-existent artists, which would then be pushed in popular playlists. Spotify would then keep much more, if not all, the royalties. They deny this, of course, but the evidence isn't in their favor. In 2022, a music writer, Liz Pelly, found something damning from Spotify. She interviewed former employees, reviewed internal Spotify records and company Slack messages, and found something called perfect fit content. Employees were responsible for taking commissioned music, like mentioned earlier, and creating curated playlists with this music. For obvious reasons, this is quite troubling. It means that real musicians not only have the harsh competitive industry, but also have to compete with Spotify pushing artists that don't even exist. It's not a fair playing field at all. But Spotify has done this, allegedly, because for their entire lifetime, they've been unprofitable. In fact, they've lost hundreds of millions every single year until now. So why is Spotify suddenly profitable now? What changed, and why did it take them so long to break even? Nowadays, it seems like everyone streams music, but that wasn't always the case. The initial adoption of streaming was very, very slow. Then, it began to accelerate. It took over a decade for the industry to start bringing in some real money, so part of the issue comes from customers. So, is that it? Spotify paying low royalties to artists and waiting for the market to grow? Is this why Spotify finally reached profitability now? Maybe, but there's a big missing piece to this puzzle. They made a massive change very recently. In late 2023, Spotify introduced something massive. Audiobooks, or rather, audiobooks in premium. They added 15 hours of audiobook listening per month for subscribers and expanded their lineup to over 300,000 books. This was huge. Spotify CEO Daniel Ek explained that this pushed their gross margins to 30%, ahead of their 2025 deadline too. He said, "You should definitely expect the positive story to keep going." You can see just how dramatic this change has been. Since then, Spotify has also paid out tens of millions to audiobook publishers. This sounds like a win for everyone. More profit, better value for customers, and more profits for writers. At least, it sounds that way, but this came with a big downside. Adding audiobooks dramatically changes what Spotify is, and so they reclassified Premium to a bundle offering. Why does this matter? Well, under US copyright law, that means they can pay songwriters less money. In fact, it's estimated to be $150 million less than before. This sparked outrage. Lawsuits quickly came at Spotify, including one from Mechanical Licensing Collective, or MLC. The nonprofit argued that Spotify did this to reduce royalty payments and that there was no change to Spotify's premium plan and no corresponding reduction to the revenues that Spotify generates. But these lawsuits were dismissed. The judge said that audiobook streaming is a product or service that is distinct from music streaming and has more than token value. Premium is, therefore, properly categorized as a bundle, and the allegations of the complaint do not plausibly suggest otherwise. Whether this is justified or not, one thing is clear. For Spotify to finally be profitable, they had to bring more income yet also reduce royalty payments. And even then, it might be authors losing as well. Spotify's audiobook streaming pays on minutes listened and will only pay out royalties if 10% of a book is listened to. This is similar to music, where royalties are only paid if 30 seconds of a song is listened to. But 10% can be a lot for an audiobook, and it can totally depend on the book. For example, 10% of the first Lord of the Rings book is about 2-3 chapters, between 2-3 hours of listening. So if you check out a book, even after a few hours, they might not get paid. This means that some books are at a huge advantage over others. The bottom line is that for Spotify to win, artists have to lose. Now that's authors as well as musicians. Streaming is extremely convenient. All the music in the entire world in your pocket is pretty amazing. Spotify is what indirectly killed the huge world of music piracy like Napster or LimeWire. If something's more convenient, people will pay for it. But it's hard to say if this has been the ideal solution for the industry. It would be nice if Spotify used a user-centric system, so your subscription actually supported those you listen to. But I'm not holding out hope. If you have an artist you want to support, the best way to do it is just to buy something from them. Another massive streaming platform that's been undergoing massive changes is Netflix. They've been secretly slashing their library, deleting beloved shows and movies. Check out this video to learn more, but until then, I'm Hari, and I'll see you guys on the next one.